Hey everybody, happy Saturday. Hope everybody's doing all right out there.
Camera's fucked up. Hold on.
I didn't touch it.
You did that shit.
Pookie probably did it. She comes in and headbutts it when I'm not in here. So, it's Saturday. So, you went to Sam's yesterday.
Went to Sam's.
Because we were out of cat food and eggs.
They had it to where I had it going through a line. All right. And they were going to channel us through there. I didn't really like it, so I just kind of broke off a little bit, went to the electronics section.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that.
And then I ran down there like a fucking raider.
You're a disease vector.
And grabbed some shit and took it back to the shopping cart. And then I happened to notice that fucking there was the last of the damn almond milk. I said, fuck it. I jumped over the aisle, went and grabbed it. Because I'm the kind of dude that if the plane crashes and shit catches on fire, I'm climbing over the fucking top, everybody.
Well, that's nice to know.
Yeah, I'm climbing over to a fucking top.
Nice to know you're going to just leave me to burn to death.
What's that? Well, you might have had to hold on. But, you know, if they've got old people up there or fucking obese people, you know what I mean, they're slowing my survival down. I invested too much shit in fucking my own survival. Let some slug stand in my way, I'm going to crawl right over the fucking top of her.
Yeah, they were keeping everybody.
They're like, burn, bitch, burn. I'm out of here. I'll fucking deal with Survivor's Guild afterwards. Damn, I can't believe I fucking jumped over all those people. My God, that shit's terrible. All right, what's for dinner?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Because you're a terrible person.
Hey, shit sometimes pays off, man. I know how it is.
No, they
those people that survived the damn fucking accidents and shit, you know, they all had survivor guilt because they did that same damn thing, climbing over fucking top of people.
Well, they were trying to keep everybody 6 feet apart, so they were just like letting. They didn't want you to like wander off by yourself.
I didn't trust it.
Well, now you didn't really tell me because you said that they didn't.
They were
have,
out of a lot of shit.
Yeah, that they didn't have some stuff. So you went to Aldi.
Yeah, and Aldi's was wide open. It was civilized. It was European style because you know that's a European company.
It is, yeah.
So they just German, let, they just let us in. They just let you in, and I liked Aldi's a lot better. And it was actually, it was stocked up pretty well, I guess because people didn't think about Aldi's.
Which is weird, because Aldi is like, they have some good, like, yeah, it's small, and it's like,
shit.
They got, yeah, they got, like, good shit in there, though.
Yeah.
One thing I really like in there, they always seem to have, like, you know, a lot of people, like, maybe complain because they don't have the same brands all the time, because they just kind of get whatever. But every time I've been able to find, they have these little coffee drinks that are just like, they're like Frappuccinos, but not, you know, they're not quite as big, but they're like the small ones. And they're like half the price of like the Starbucks ones. I think they taste a bit better.
They were hitting Sam's Club hard.
Sam's has been crowded for like 3 weeks fucking straight as far as I
can
tell. Yeah,
and this is the beginning of the damn month too, so that had a lot to do with
it. So everybody got money.
And then, I also stopped off and got cat food and Rotel. And two cans of damn bacon Spam. That's right, Spam stockpile still fucking dry. And for the first time, I fed her some bacon Spam. How was it?
It was all right.
I fried it.
I mean, I soaked it in egg yolk.
Yeah, it was for breakfast.
Yeah.
That's what it's good for.
Yeah.
Breakfast, and I made home fries with the hey, fucking dogs and shit.
Yeah, it's the neighbors have a really noisy dog.
Home fries and eggs and Spam.
Yeah, it was good.
And
although, like I said, I can't eat anything. It was just like the biscuits and gravy yesterday. I can't eat any more food
high,
the rest
it was
of the
high
day.
High calorie stuff. I went to Walmart.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I went to Walmart too to get the cat food.
Like I said, I don't even.
If you're gonna get infected, it's gonna be at Walmart.
I'm sure. Like I said, and that's like even before. Oh shit.
And Walmart was just kind of chaos. People just running around. There wasn't much distancing. You could tell, you know,
because
you see guys sitting there looking at this and looking at that and trying to figure out which is the best survival food to get. I could see it.
You'd think they would have figured that shit out by now. This has been going on for like weeks and weeks. Come on, people. Get your shit together.
The dude didn't know how
to
shop.
I mean, it is Walmart, though.
Some of the shit that they were getting was kind of like this.
Like I said, I don't even like going to Walmart even when it's not a fucking.
He was getting a whole bunch of ramen, and I'm thinking there's no nutrition in that.
Yeah,
you know,
there's a lot of calories, but
there's no
much.
Nutrition in it.
Well, you can put other shit in them, though. You can put, like, vegetables and meat and eggs and stuff in there.
And I saw that damn Walmart brand protein powder, the strawberry protein with creatine. Whoosh, God, that shit was so...
That's how he did. He did the sound effect and everything.
When I took it so fast that the vacuum made that noise, that was the air rushing into the spot where
you caused
used
a tiny
to be.
Wormhole.
Yeah. Shit went right in there. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
And then, so, yeah, Aldi's actually, I guess people weren't thinking of Aldi's because it's small.
Yeah, and so people are like, they don't have all the things because yeah, I need to buy all the things.
And they're probably thinking, oh, man, that shit there is probably fucking empty. So if Aldi's looked good, chances are Trader Joe's, which is the same thing.
It's the same company. Which actually I didn't know until I saw it on a video. Yeah. It was Company Man, right?
Right, yeah.
He did a video about Aldi and he was talking about
it. Yeah, it's the same company. For some reason they can't compete. It's two different divisions of the same company.
Yeah, it's like, well, like I said, I think it's a German company. Is it German or Norwegian or German, I think. And like, so they have like a North division and a South division.
Yeah.
And like, I'm pretty sure, I can't remember which one is in the U.S. But yeah, they do Trader Joe's as well.
Yeah,
they're owned by Aldi.
I got a bunch of pork sausages so I can make some more country gravy.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one.
I've got all those big ham steaks.
Yeah, we got ham steaks.
And it was reasonable.
Yeah.
But, that's because I couldn't get any hamburger. But it's all right. I'll go back and try it again.
I mean, like I said, I'm not real super, because you're like a really good cook, and it's like, so I'll eat pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say anything, because who knows what you're going to pull out of your butt just to like prove that, but I'll eat most things.
I only cook good food.
You do. I'm just kidding. You wouldn't
do
that to me. You wouldn't do that to me.
No.
But yeah, so, I wanted to say, I can't believe, okay, so we recorded the Steven Seagal show last night, right? And I was editing it earlier, and that's why I glanced over there and was like, oh, shit, because it was, I had it, like, all put together, like, in Filmora, and then I was exporting it, and the computer crashed in the middle of it, so now
we didn't lose it.
I saved the file, so it'll just have to, like, start over.
I was dressed as a Terminator.
Yeah, you were. It's pretty cute. Yeah. But you know what I mean? It's like, so when I was, like, editing it, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe, because we talked about like a bunch of fun, like Steven Seagal stories and stuff, but I can't believe I totally, totally forgot to mention his music career. Yeah, I totally did not even, and I can't believe that I neglected.
Yeah, well,
of course, we kind of have to mention it now.
He's a Renaissance man.
Yeah.
He's a man of all skills.
That's what it is. Yeah. And the weird thing, he has two albums out as far as I can determine. The first one was called Songs from the Crystal Cave. For Christ's sake. And that actually has like some really genuinely like actual people with actual talent, like Stevie Wonder and stuff. So he was able to like finagle famous people into like working on the record.
Yeah.
The second one, I think, like, I listened to like snippets of it and I'm just like, okay. It's mostly just the lyrics that are bad. And it's like, you know, and it's like the second album, which I think he tried to do like a Delta Blues type of thing, and he's doing the thing. Because you know how we were talking about on the show, like how he always like tries to talk like he's...
Changes his race by doing different voices.
Yeah, so he's like doing that kind of stuff, just in a really like... Like he'll say stuff in a song like that, you know, like that would be fat, you know what I mean? Like P-H-A-T and stuff. And he's like the whitest dude. Yeah. And there's a song on the second album and the title of it is, and I am not making this up, the title of it is Alligator Ass. Alligator Ass.
Yeah.
What could that song possibly be about?
Sweat going down your butt crack in Louisiana?
Yeah. Walking around in dirty underwear? That's swamp ass.
So like swamp ass, yeah.
I've never heard it called alligator ass. I've heard swamp ass.
Might be something in Louisiana you might make up. Yeah.
And he
has... Walking around in sweaty, dirty underwear in Louisiana.
That sounds like something he'd know about. Yeah,
he knows all about it. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, if you live in the South, you kind of know about it whether you want to or not.
Sweaty.
But yeah, yeah, and like some, and one of the songs, I think it's called Strut, and it actually has the lyric, and it's like, I'm cringing just thinking about saying it out loud. It actually has the lyric, me want the punani.
Yeah. He wrote that shit himself. That's terrible. That's a
song. I almost didn't want to say it out loud. And like, I was like, because I saw, like, the song, and I'm like, because the videos and shit are on YouTube, and I'm like, do I want to listen to this?
He thinks it's fucking 1930.
Or
fucking
not.
1930 Mississippi and shit.
And then I did, and I was like, why? Why did I do that?
1930s,
it's like, it just made me feel icky all over.
1930s Mississippi blues and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's full of shit.
Who was letting him get away with that? Don't let him get away with that.
He had the money, so he, you know, he was able to put it together.
I guess so. But it's like, I can't believe I, like, didn't even mention that.
He probably made money on that album.
Probably.
I think he's got a hardcore fan base that'll just buy everything that
he
does.
Well, he must.
Kind of like the guy that did the Wallace Seagal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They'll, even if it's shitty, they'll
Yeah, because he's like that guy. He's like, I don't really, he's like, I think he's kind of a douche and his movies are bad, but it's like he likes him, like, ironically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In like a hipster
He's a fascinating kind of man. He's a fascinating man.
And I'll give him that. He's fascinating because he's so terrible.
He's an American original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Michigan.
Yeah.
He is from Michigan.
He's half Italian. He's half Irish and part Jewish.
And half Martian.
I don't know how that happens. Okay.
But yeah, so it's like, yeah, I was
very improbable.
Yeah. Well, math isn't his strong suit. He's spiritual, man. He doesn't know anything about this.
He's 135%.
I guess so. It's like, but seriously, the show will be out. If you're a patron, you'll get to see it on Monday, but like everyone else get to see it on Tuesday. And I think it came out pretty funny. Like we weren't like super, super drunk. I think I only had like one drink, so I was still like pretty lucid. But, you know, he's like a fun topic. So we went off on all kinds of, it was like no structure at all. We just kind of like went here and there.
I've been keeping up with things on my YouTube feed, just to warn you people. Some people are going fucking crazy, especially up around New York and California. This whole fucking pandemic, they're losing everything that they fucking have. People and their family members are at risk. They're losing their businesses. Their world is coming to an end, a lot of them, and they're fucking going crazy, man. They're threatening to kill people and calling other people and blaming other people for their problems. This shit could go south. And this all goes back to, you know, Nostradamus has fucking called a lot of this. So, just as subscribers to the show, watch your six. Fucking just make sure you're not around crazy people. Lay low. Let this shit blow
over. Yeah, but like, what if the crazy people are in your own house and you can't get away from it?
I said early on, I told the entire army.
What if it's a Shining situation?
I told the entire army that it is their responsibility to fucking cover their own asses. They better be ready, just in case. Protect yourself and your family. Keep an eye out for fucking lunatics. Some people are gonna fucking lose it. And I told you guys, I said, you need to watch that documentary that's from the History Channel. It's gotta be 15, almost 20 years old now. It's called After Armageddon. You can just look it up. And it talks about that. It says some people aren't built for this shit, and they fucking fly the fuck out off the fucking handle. A lot of people are on these weird fucking reuptake inhibitor fucking drugs, and when the drugs run out, or they've never really experienced life in full color, and when something bad happens, they fucking lose it. So just keep an eye, make sure you're being safe, people. That's all I gotta say. You're gonna see some more.
You're
gonna see more of this shit.
I'm sure most people are not gonna be like putting themselves in lunatics.
Yeah. Well, just getting people mentally ready. They're boarding up all the damn storefronts in New York, especially all the high end stuff. They had Louis Vuitton just locked up, tight as a tick. They're fucking hammered boards all around it. They're preparing for the fucking apocalypse.
I had one of you remember, like, on the Sidetrack show that we did the other day, where I talked about some, like, people having to plan funerals, like, in the middle of the pandemic and, like, having to live stream them and stuff. And I was like, wow, that's, like, really weird and, like, something that I didn't really think about. And somebody commented on the YouTube thing that their father-in-law or their former father-in-law had died, and they had to live stream the funeral. And he's like, it was kind of good, though, because it was, like, a lot of people that couldn't come that were, like, in other countries and stuff like that that wanted to be there, and they couldn't be there, obviously. So it's kind of cool. And I was like, I guess I didn't mean that it was weird, like, you know, I didn't want, like, anybody to get offended by that. It's just weird because I guess I always associated live streaming with, like positive stuff. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we'll live stream the wedding so people that can't be there can be there. We'll live stream, like, a birthday party or something like that. So I could see that. But then I was like, well, yeah, I guess you'd have to do it for a funeral, too.
Yeah, they can't go.
Yeah, because nobody can go.
Right.
And then I got kind of curious. It's like, so I wonder if that was, like, a thing even before the pandemic started.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, people can't go to church. They're also live streaming church services.
Well, they were doing that before.
Yeah, but now, you know, that's the
main
thing.
Well, now you have to. I was just saying that people were live streaming, like, happy events before. Like I said, like weddings or parties or whatever, and concerts and stuff. So I just wondered if people were live streaming funerals, like if that was becoming a trending thing even before, like, the pandemic thing started.
No.
I hadn't heard of it before, but, you know, that doesn't mean that I didn't.
That's because of this pandemic.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that it wasn't anything that was going on. I also wanted to say something because what we were talking about yesterday about male and female writers and male and female directors and stuff like that, and somebody commented that how surprised they were when they found out that The Hurt Locker had been directed by a woman. And I was like, that. It's funny because after we recorded the show, that was like the first movie that I thought of. That was Kathryn Bigelow. And she directed Near Dark also, which I said we really have to do a retrospective on that because that's like one of the best vampire movies ever. And then I was saying that I remembered being really surprised. I couldn't think of it while we were recording the show, but I remembered being really surprised when I found out that a woman had directed the original Pet Sematary and also American Psycho.
Yeah,
that was also a female director, and like that's something that I wouldn't have known that, like, you know, in case I looked it up. And like I said, I think I've recommended this movie on the show before, but another female director movie and probably one of my favorite horror movies of like the last 10 years, The Invitation, which is directed by what's her name, Karen Kusama, so whatever her name is. She did Jennifer's Body. Also, and that's like really really good, like a really really tense movie with like a really great ending and shit like that. So I just want to recommend that. Also, good old Shudder, they just added, not only did they add almost all of the Friday the 13th movies, like the first 8 of them anyway, and some other shit too, they're starting a new miniseries, which is called Cursed Films. And I guess it's going to be 5 episodes. They're putting them up one at a time, just like they did with Creepshow. So like they're going to put one up every week or whatever. It looks like they were putting them up once like on Friday. And they're going to talk about just 5 different movies and, like, behind-the-scenes stuff and, like, all the kind of, you know, movies that were kind of, like, cursed or had, like, all these, like, bad things happen around them. So, like, I watched the first one last night. They're only 30 minutes. And the first one last night was about The Exorcist. And so they were, like, talking about kind of the PR behind it, where they were saying, oh, people were passing out in the theaters and, like, you know, the devil is really in the movie and all this other kind of stuff.
I think it was all rigged.
Well, yeah, well, the woman on there said that, so that was, like, pretty much all PR.
Right.
But, you know, that's a smart thing to do. They've been doing that since, like, the 40s, 50s, maybe earlier. And
I think they got church people to go. I think made a damn donation to damn Jerry Falwell to get him to talk about
it. To get him to talk about it.
Yeah, oh, don't go see that one. No, the devil's in the movie.
Well, it would be a smart thing to do.
It would be a smart thing for both of them to do that. Jerry Falwell would, because that was another, like I said, that was essentially a Christian movie.
Yeah.
And Jerry Falwell, the best plug he could give is to say, don't see it.
Don't see it because the devil's in the movie.
The devil's in that movie. And, you know, and I'm sure if you don't donate it to his fucking church, you know, he'd go out there and say that for you.
Yeah.
And all of his parish would go check that shit
out. Well, yeah, because, you know, he was kind
of a... that's how they
were. He was kind of a hoe and he would, like, take money to say anything. Yeah. But you know what I mean? But you know what I mean? So, and another thing that I didn't really think of, and I didn't know much about this, because I knew some of the shit, like a bunch of the people that, you know, died, like that were on the crew or like relatives of the actors and stuff that died during the filming. And so that kind of got like a reputation of having a curse or whatever. But I didn't know that after the movie came out, people were... like, shitting on Linda Blair, like, she was really possessed by the devil, like, it wasn't just a movie.
Yeah, I didn't remember that.
And it's like, she had to get, like, a bodyguard and stuff like that, because people are stupid as shit.
She was cute as shit, though, man, her whole life.
She was such an adorable little girl, and I do feel like, even though The Exorcist is, like, one of the best horror movies ever made, and she's fucking phenomenal in it, but it's kind of sad, because it really does seem like it kind of... ruined her career. I mean, I'm not saying that she would have, I don't know what her career would have been like if she was only 12, like when that when she did that movie, but it's like, I don't really know, because she ended up being in, like, she was in Hell Night, which was like a pretty good, like a slasher, but then she ended up being like in all those like cheesy, like exploitation, like women in prison movies. She was in Exorcist 2, for Christ's sake.
She was older than me by a good 10 years, I think.
Yeah, well,
I think so. No, maybe not that much. Maybe, I don't like think, five, maybe not six that years. Much. Because I remember, you know, when Exorcist was kind of new, I was seeing pictures of her. I was like, man, you know, because I was a little kid. I was probably about 70.
Yeah.
Maybe. What year did that come out?
73.
Okay, so I was actually more like 4.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing it. I guess it had been out for a few years. I must have been about 6, 7, 8. And I just thought she was just a knockout.
She was, yeah, she was like a really cute girl. And actually, when she got older, she was like, she was super hot, too.
Stayed look, stayed good looking.
And there's like, more than one movie out there.
In the movie, she was what? She was 12 in the movie?
I think she was 12 when she shot that.
All right, because I always thought of her as an older woman.
Well, she was older than a four-year-old.
She was older than me. I was probably about 7, I think, when I first noticed her.
Yeah. And I that movie came. I was only one when that movie came out, so I didn't see it.
Make stars come out of my head as a little boy.
Little birds and stuff.
Yeah.
My ex-husband had a thing for her too.
Yeah, she's cute.
We even had like a big poster of her from. Yeah. What the fuck was that movie that she was in? Not Born Innocent. That was the one with the plunger. But one of the prison ones. Where she was like in some kind of cat suit or something like that. And we always had like a poster of like a framed poster of her in our house like a long time ago because my ex-husband used to be into her.
Yeah.
But so I'm not sure what other movies they're going to do. Like, so The Exorcist is the first one, and then like next Friday, I know they're going to do Poltergeist because there was there was all kind of shit. Like, because, you know, fucking Carol Ann died. The older sister got shot by her boyfriend. There was the whole thing about the real corpses in the pool, the shit like that. So I think they're going to talk about that, but I don't know what the other three are going to be, but it's like, it seems like a good series and it's like a cool idea. They're pretty short, but you know, like I said, we'll see how that goes. Also, we just started watching I think somebody recommended, like one of our listeners or somebody recommended us to watch the series on Netflix, Kingdom, the Korean zombie series.
We gotta finish that.
Yeah, it's 2 seasons, so it's like we watched the first episode of the first season.
I watched 2 episodes.
And then I watched like part of the second, but I fell asleep because I was exhausted.
It was good.
We probably have to at least back it up to halfway.
It's like Korean Walking Dead, but it's in the medieval era.
Yeah. And so thanks to whoever recommended that, because
that was Matt Trippy.
Oh, okay, yeah, there you go. So so it's pretty cool. So we'll probably be watching that for the next. I mean, we got to watch some new movies too, like to do for next week's matinee. But we might review that if we finish it in time. I don't know if we will, because like I said, we're still only like 2 episodes into the first season, and that's 2 seasons. But we'll see how it goes.
See anything else?
I don't think so. I think that's probably about
it.
So
I mentioned crazy people. Steer clear of crazy people. Just watch.
Good advice. Anytime.
Watch how shit goes. I mean. I'm well aware of how this shit goes. I've been studying it for a long time. I was involved in Katrina, and this is now global. You're going to see some weird shit in the next couple weeks, people. All right, so just mentally get yourself ready. You're going to see some people fucking crack. You're going to see famous people going crazy. You're going to see people on the news saying crazy shit. You're going to see things like cops getting sick and dying, especially up in that New York area. That's where it's really going to hit them. You're going to see a lot of bad behavior, and people that you believed in, they're going to get defrocked by this. You'll see. I don't have any predictions about who. I'm just saying a lot of people lose it under fucking pressure and stress. And you really, it becomes unveiled of who's cut out for it and who isn't. Some people can't handle fucking death, I mean, or even pain and suffering. I remember there was something, takes me back to fucking basic training, where me and all the guys that made it, we'd be on these long runs and fucking doing all those endurance tests for fucking weeks and weeks. We're waking up, it was wartime, so they were fucking pushing us real hard. Wake up in the morning, half of us had nosebleeds from iron deficiency, their foot putting us on KP and shit. And as you start seeing the week fall behind and be eliminated out of the process, there's some kind of vampiric quality in you where they get weaker and you get stronger. There's this weird feeling about in times of harsh, in real hard times, sometimes you get a feeling of elation when you see others go down and fail. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's weird. It's weird. It's as nature divides the strong from the weak. The strong become empowered at seeing the weak fail and die off or be eliminated. It's weird. It's part of that damn animal.
Probably just you.
No, it was all of us.
Probably just.
Yeah, everybody that made it through all that shit. That's where you know what I'm saying? That certain men bond under those kind of... That's where all that bonding took place.
Yeah.
You'll see veterans in the damn comment section here that go, yeah, I remember what that's like. And that's what divides us from them. That's that kind of mentality,
Yeah. I'll just always remember that you're going to climb over my burning
corpse. I'll climb right over you.
To get out of the...
You better hold on. You better hold on to my fucking belt loop. Because...
Yeah, okay. I'll remember that. Don't worry about that.
You know I got your back, Jenny.
Well, now I'm not so sure.
Now you're not sure?
All right. So that'll do it for our Saturday show. Hope you guys are staying all right out there. Keep your shit together. You know, we're all going through this in one thing. It'll be all right.
Eventually. That's what they say.
Eventually.
That's what they say. Eventually, it all works out.
Well.
Eventually.
In one way or another.
Yeah.
And, like, and I said, there's nothing you can do about it, so you might as well just kind of like wait
and see. It works out, and it works out one way or another. It works out one way and another. It works out in... You'll see. Works out one way for some people and works out another way for some other people.
Well, yeah. Just but make like sure I said, that you
fall on the right side.
But that's kind of true of any situation.
That's what I'm saying.
Really.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. So you guys stay safe and healthy out there, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.